breaking all the rules. I try to find a place with no one around. I'm trying so hard not to make a sound. Well, I don't know, baby. Now something's changed, you know, and all I can say is it ain't the same. Ooh, girl, do you remember when we were hiding out? Just a sneaking out. You know the thrill is gone. I liked it better when it was wrong. I liked it better when it was wrong. Well, you knew I had a woman, yeah, and I knew you had a man. But one look was all it took, girl, and I knew it was my chance. So I came on.
Welcome back.
Wow. Happy to be here.
Welcome to the Ozone Hour.
This might be the latest our show has been since freshman year.
It may be.
When you might have called it early.
One might have called it early then. I think we had a nighttime though, but I think it was at 11, so.
That's true. We did. Our show was at 2 a.m. at one point.
Yeah, that was the first semester. That was sad. I don't know. I don't think I could do that now. Freshman year self could do it and function, but...
My freshman year self stayed up until 3 a.m., like, always.
Yeah, my current self always likes to be in bed by midnight.
Yeah.
But now we're back, better than ever. Our final semester...
Dun, dun, dun. That's sad.
Maybe. We could stick around.
That's true. We could be community contributors.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, my dad today raised an interesting point that can you still call it the Ozone Hour if it's 2 hours?
Good question.
Maybe we should try to change it to the ozone hours.
Is that weird?
Yeah, I mean, time is relative.
That's true. What is an hour anyway?
That's just not relevant at all in this situation.
But speaking of which, daylight savings time, come on.
When is that happening?
What is that?
And why do we do it?
It's on March 13th, I want to say.
We're springing forward.
I hate it.
We're going to be
losing
an hour.
That's my least favorite day of the year.
Except that the benefits will be amazing.
Yeah,
bright so late in the evening.
Yeah, I do like the light evenings, but I hate losing an hour of sleep that one day.
True. Mm-hmm. I will say the other advantage of this part of the year is that it gets dark so early that, like, you don't realize how much time you have. So it's like 5 p.m. and it's dark and you're like, oh, must be night. But then you're like, oh, I still have 6 more hours of night.
Yeah, so I do nothing.
So you kind of get more
as soon
done.
As it gets dark, I'm like, my day is over.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always like, oh, I've done none of my homework. How am I going to do it? And then I'm like, oh.
I have time.
I'm fine.
It would be good if I could rise with the sun. Then it would be fine.
Yeah.
But since I don't, it's kind of hard to motivate myself at night. But now we have the radio.
It's true.
So we can motivate all of you listeners.
Yeah, what are we motivating people to do, though? Are we a pro-homework radio show?
I don't think so. I'd like to be anti-homework.
Yeah, I'll motivate you to play some online games.
Yes. Wait, I was just doing
that. Do some adult coloring books, maybe.
Yeah. I was just playing online games in the EPDC instead of studying for
what
last,
games
like,
were you playing?
Bridge.
You can play Bridge online.
Yeah, you can. Yes. Very fun.
Charlotte is our show's elderly liaison.
Digging Bridge a lot lately.
It's an important role.
I actually didn't know how to score it myself until today, actually. I finally looked up the detailed rules, and I think I get it. It's pretty complicated.
Oh, you know, I would ask, but maybe it's more of an off-air conversation.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go into the details of it, but it's an exciting development in my Bridge playing abilities.
Wow. Would you say it was like the highlight of the day?
Probably. I don't really remember what else I did today. It's been a slow day. Oh, I went to Magnificent Muffin and Bagel this morning.
What did you get?
I woke up early enough that I got an egg and cheese on an everything bagel.
That's what I always get. But then I always want a muffin. It's really hard.
I know.
You just have to get both.
I like when they have muffin samples out still.
I was just going to say that.
Because then you get a little taste of it, so you're satisfied, but you can still eat that bacon, egg, and cheese.
It's true.
Or egg and cheese on an everything bagel, which is what you really want.
I like their coffee cake muffins.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice cinnamon swirl. You know what I don't like? Their coffee.
Coffee is mediocre at best.
Yeah. It's just like coffee you can get like at the dining hall, say.
You know what I love? Their service. They're so mean to me. They're so mean to all their customers.
They're
it's
like,
awesome.
Are you done?
Like, I haven't even started.
Do you need to buy?
Yeah, it's amazing.
But they let you order lettuce and tomato on your breakfast sandwich, which I love.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Also, do you go there ever or often during the week? Because it's a totally different world.
I genuinely like it
that they are kind of like mean to all
I've
their
only ever gone Friday mornings.
Okay, Friday
and
mornings
like,
also
fine.
Decent.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sundays, they're really mean to people because it's so, so crowded all day. But during the week, like this morning, I forgot that I didn't have cash, so I had to like leave and come back, and they were really nice about it because I was like the only one there when I went, and they were
That's
just like,
nice.
"Here you go, honey," and I was like, "Thanks."
Oh, now I just want a muffin.
Maybe tomorrow morning.
Anna, what was the highlight of your day?
I slept in a little bit. I made myself a pretty tasty lunch. Made some Brussels sprouts and put some avocado on an English muffin, a little balsamic vinegar. It was pretty tasty.
That's nice.
I started watching Top Chef.
Ooh, I love that show. Mm. What season are you watching? I haven't watched it in years.
I have no idea.
But I watched it avidly for like probably season like 2 through 5, I would say.
Yeah. I think it's broadening my horizons.
The secret is that when people mess up, it's always because it's under-seasoned. Don't be scared of salt and pepper.
Okay, I'll keep
That's
that in
I've
mind.
Learned.
Interesting.
Good to know. So, for those of you not in Boston, you might not know that we had a beautiful day out today. Oh, Flora, what was the highlight of your day?
My highlight and lowlight are the same, which was I was sitting in Brown and Brew by the windows, like at the ledge, you know, which is my favorite spot. And the sun coming in on me, like I could feel the warmth, which was my highlight. And then I got way too hot and I was drinking hot coffee and like the sun was beating on my face and it kind of distracts me from my studying. But I think it was more of a highlight than a lowlight because I love the sun. I did sweat a little bit too much, but I do love the sun. So I had a friend who was sitting like in the inside. And they came over to talk to me for 2 minutes and were like, why are you sitting here? Because they were hot.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be hot than cold, I guess.
A little warmth on the skin.
Hashtag the sweat life.
Yeah.
That's a common hashtag on Instagram.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All the fitness posts.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Fit fam.
Anna Kaplan, exactly. Avid.
You have to keep your finger on the pulse.
I'm wearing sneakers right now.
Yeah.
Hashtag fit fam.
Nice. I'm wearing fuzzy moccasins. What are you wearing on your feet, Charlotte?
I am wearing, I don't know, boots, I guess.
They're cute.
Loafer boots. I like
them. Lutes.
Lutes. Not really. I would say mediocre for athletic activity. You could do it. It wouldn't be fun, but better than flip-flops.
Mm. Yeah. I'm wearing decidedly lounging shoes. I have no intentions of moving faster than a
shuffle.
This is a lounging kind of day.
Yeah.
Why don't we play another song?
I guess we should. I guess I should tell everyone what that song was. That was When It Was Wrong by the California Honey Drops.
Ooh, I want a California Honey Drop. Mm.
I think we'll unpack that on break. What song should we play?
Well, it's up to you.
Okay. Well, you know, since it is the first day of the week, we'll be starting off your weeks with the Bengals.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Classic. I love that song.
Just another Manic Monday.
Yes. Speaking of which, if any of our devout listeners are handy with the music editing and want to make us an Ozone Hour Monday night intro that we can play every Monday, hit me up.
Yeah, let us know. We are looking to get professional in our final final season here.
You can call us at 617-627-3800 if you want to offer up your professional expertise or just to chat.
Yeah, we would love to chat. We have 2 hours to just to chat away. Although you might want us to play more music than chat, but...
But if you want that, call us and tell us that then too. 617-627-3800.
Yes, because it's 10:19 and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Just another Manic Monday.
I have a really embarrassing story.
Oh, please share.
The other day, I don't know why, but I was driving in my car at night, which I normally don't do. I just usually walk. I don't know. Anyway. And I was like, oh, I should listen to the radio because I'm in my car and I could not remember the 91.5. I had to Google it.
Whoa.
Or I had to ask my passenger to Google it, obviously, because I would never drive right. Google. But I honestly had to Google it because I forgot what WMFO in Medford was. Because we always just say WMFO Medford or direct people online. 91.5.
True.
We never say 91.5 FM.
Not many people tuning
FM.
Into the radio these days, unless they're in their cars at night or during the day.
Yeah.
Or really any time. The times in between the day and the night.
Yes.
Twill it.
All right. What to listen to? I guess we haven't announced our theme.
Our theme is Punxsutawney Phil is a liar with his pants on fire.
Did you know that Punxsutawney Phil is wrong more often than he's right?
Yes, I did. It's less than 50%. But I feel like it's pretty spring-like.
Yeah, he was right.
And
this
he told
year.
Us that spring was coming.
Wait, okay.
I would
did
submit.
You also know? Quick interruption that I Googled it today. I was like, how does a groundhog see its shadow? How do we confirm that he's seen its shadow? And it actually doesn't matter if the groundhog looks at his shadow. It only matters if the groundhog has a shadow.
That's what I figured.
So pretty much when the people of Punxsutawney wake up and see that it's sunny outside, they'll know that the groundhog will see its shadow or vice versa.
I really want to go. I really want to go to Groundhog Day. Wow. I think it would
wear
be
a top
super
hat.
Fun.
I think it's
that
part
would
of
be
the
a
uniform.
Pilgrimage.
Yeah. But from Buffalo, like rural Pennsylvania is not that far.
Yeah.
So it could be a two-part journey.
Do you know how to spell Punxsutawney? I had to look it up today.
No.
Punxsutawney.
You're not even close. It's actually spelled Punxsutawney. P-U-N-X-S-U something, something, something.
T-A-W-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Just Google it, too.
Anyway, I felt like I did all this Googling today, and I felt like this like mythical groundhog like looking at his shadow myth was just destroyed for me.
Gobbler's Knob.
It's
there's
exactly
a place
that,
called
a
Gobbler's
myth.
Knob right
in Utah.
By.
Oh.
No, in Pennsylvania.
Wow, there's two Gobbler's Knobs in the country.
There's probably more than two. Wait, that looks pretty fun.
Well, we should do some Googling, but in the meantime, I would like to express how I feel about this through song.
Okay. I also am going to say
that... Oh, we're
getting
a caller.
Okay. Sorry. I'll say what I was going to say while you figure out how to work the soundboard again.
Yeah, I was going to say, does Anna remember how to answer the phone?
I would say that Punxsutawney Phil is still a liar because I
Hello,
think it's before
caller.
6 weeks.
You're on air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is... I'm coming out of Boston. Just went to the Bruins game. Listening in now.
Nice. Cool.
Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil is the best only because it's P-U-N-X, not the punks.
Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil is a punk.
He is a punk.
Wow.
It's in his name.
We could just have, like, we could have Punxsutawney Phil part two next week. There are so many aspects of his life.
Yeah, so how'd the Bruins do?
Straight up, we totally sucked, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. We lost. But it's life.
That's true.
You know, Flora is a Buffalo fan.
Well, Buffalo sucks.
I know. The Sabres suck way worse than the Bruins.
Yeah, you know.
I do.
So do you have any song requests that we can play for you on your drive?
Yeah, totally. Can you guys play some Operation Ivy?
Sorry, one more time.
Operation Ivy.
Yeah.
We can find that.
Oh, that's right. This is the Bastards.
Any song in particular or just our favorite?
Oh, whatever you guys want. I'm totally down.
Okay, awesome. Well, we will make that happen very soon.
All right, I'll be waiting for it.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Oh, yeah.
Always good to hear that Punxsutawney Phil inspires people to call into our radio show. Yeah.
If you think Punxsutawney Phil's a punk or have any song requests related to him being a liar, weather confusion in general.
I also was thinking his liar pants on fire. We could do any song that involves fire in it.
Or pants.
Or pants.
Which is pretty much all music. All the pants. If you really.
So you're wearing pants.
We could play fire mixtapes.
Ooh.
Mixtapes on fire.
We could freestyle rap.
Straight fire.
Spit some hot fire. Anyway, I will.
And I think that's on you.
Oh. You know what? I'll just. Maybe not. I have a different song.
Okay.
Before we get to Operation Ivy, here's some Soft Cell to represent how I'm feeling right now. I didn't know that Punxsutawney Phil was wrong more often than he was right.
Let down?
Yeah.
Better say my name. The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how system. Sound system. Sound system. Wake up to a box of books to say this is sudden. Times will get tough, but my time start running. Box my hand, music by my side. Get the tutor rhythm, I'm on a beat up by my side.
Sound system, don't freak me back up.
Yeah.
We just had a lot happen there. Three songs in a row.
Wow. We thought we'd give you a break from our talking.
Anna, how did that... I noticed that you added that second song, Say My Name, to the playlist. How does that relate to Punxsutawney Phil?
Why are you acting so shady?
Oh, that was a good one.
Whoa,
thank you.
Yeah, me neither. You were all doubting me. I thought you were going to be like, Punxsutawney Phil has a name. People say it.
Yeah, that's where I thought that
no.
was going to.
Wow, that's
Why
a good one.
Shady. Ain't calling me Phil.
Ooh, I just thought of another Thank song you. that could fit.
Yeah, so we just listened to three songs in a row. That first one was Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Wait, how does that relate?
Because once I had a pure belief in the power of a groundhog to predict the weather. Oh, we're right, getting okay. another call. This
wow.
is wow, we're getting so
this
many
is
calls.
So exciting.
Today.
It's All a popular right. show time.
Our first night on Prime
Hello,
time.
Caller. You're on air. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, is this WNFO?
It sure is.
Okay. Who am I speaking with right now? I'm trying to call a specific station, but I think they're not simultaneously happening. Either. They're not more than one.
There is just one WMFO in Medford.
Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from somewhere. Wait, this is Tufts, right?
Yeah, this is Tufts.
But shouldn't I hear this phone call on the WMFO live stream?
You should. It's you about should. It's like a few seconds behind.
Oh, there's just a little bit of a delay.
Yes, you are on the WMFO.
Oh, yeah, so this is live.
Yes,
this
is you live are live.
Oh, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, would you like to say anything to the masses while you have the opportunity?
I love that third song you guys just played. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Who was that again?
That was Operation Ivy. The song was called Sound System, and thank you to our prior listener for that request.
Yeah, the Bruins guy. I heard him talking to you guys.
That yeah, so and fun, now that's you. It? Like, you're on talking to us on the air now. Okay.
So, have you called in to say anything, or are you just saying hi?
No, I'm just trying. I just want to talk to you guys. I just want to chat.
Yeah, could we get your name?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Nice.
Oh, Rick. You sound just like my friend Charles. That's uncanny.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Do you have any requests?
Or thoughts about Punxsutawney Phil? Oh,
true.
Or the weather.
Or Liars or Shadows.
Wow, or we're getting kind of broad here. Thoughts on like 80s music in general? We just played two songs from.
I would love to hear some. Do you guys have any Market Basket?
Oh, unfortunately not. I hear they're. They actually don't want their music on Spotify because they're not
yeah,
making any
profits.
Yeah,
we're exclusively
off of that,
on Tidal, so. Actually.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that's too bad.
It really is too yeah. bad. I would love if we could play some of that.
I hear you'll just have to catch them
to
live
some
in
market.
I
would love to hear
in
some
May.
Market Basket right now.
And they haven't been the same since they cut their rhythm guitar player.
But they'll be back, right? Back on campus in May?
I hear there might be a reunion tour. But.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a rumor that there's going to be a little spring fling show at the frat.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll have to keep the listeners updated, but until we know more, we'll just let the rumor mill abound.
I yeah, heard Pitbull is going to play at DTD, actually.
That'd be fun.
Oh, DTD doesn't exist anymore. I gotta work on my
Pitbull's,
room creating.
Pitbull's gonna be in my backyard, I heard.
Pitbull.
Everyone come through.
Pitbull's playing at Flora's.
Oh, that'd be great. Is Pitbull the spring fling headliner?
I don't know if we know yet.
No, we're starting more rumors.
Yeah, we just like to start rumors here at the Ozone Hour.
All right.
Well, Rick, thank you for calling in. Do you have any other requests before we let you go?
No, I just wanted to talk.
Cool.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling.
Well, look, it's just kind of lonely in New Hampshire. I don't know. I mean, I just missed college, so I just thought I'd give it a call, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, we look forward to hearing from you, you know, every week.
All right, yeah, I might call back in tonight. We'll see. How long are you guys have?
We're here until midnight, so.
Oh, great. Yeah. Another hour and a half, so yeah. That's a lot. That's enough time, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, all right, well, thank you so much.
You guys just enjoy it, all right?
Thanks, you too.
No, seriously, just enjoy it, you know, the last semester.
Oh, that got dark, I think.
Thank you for the words of advice.
Yeah, thank you. We will.
No problem. Bye, guys.
All right, have a good night.
I'm going to try to just drag my feet and really resent this last semester.
It's nice to get some good advice from our listeners. If you have advice for us, please call in at 617-627-3800. In the meantime, we'll give you some more music.
Yeah, speaking of rumors. So that was I Don't Want to Know by Fleetwood Mac from their album Rumors, after all those spring fling rumors we were flinging around.
And also all of the rumors that Punxsutawney Phil spreads every yes. year about whether rumors, it's going to be spring lies. Or not.
You're literally better off flipping a coin than listening to Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, also, I was going to say that this is what I was saying before while our first caller was calling in. But even if Punxsutawney Phil predicts that spring will be within 6 weeks, sometimes you get it in like a week, like we did this year, and it was just spring this weekend, and that was sooner than he even predicted.
Yeah, because it's six so more it's weeks just... of winter, but the alternative is spring sometime.
Yeah.
Did you just also makes know no sense. That Punxsutawney Phil is not just one groundhog?
Well, yes, Anna.
Obviously.
He's just a series of groundhogs. Since 1887, they just keep name. It's not even like Punxsutawney Phil, the like,
his like son or anything.
It's just Punxsutawney Phil again and again.
Interesting.
Which eternal is, recurrence
makes the movie Groundhog Phil. Day make more sense.
Yes, or maybe it is the same Punxsutawney Phil reincarnated.
Whoa!
Well, now we're getting into deeper topics.
Speaking of deeper topics, I was just going to pose the question with our environmentally themed show.
Yeah.
Do we think climate change is throwing off his prediction, maybe? And that's why he's less than 50% accurate?
Ooh, we could do...
Maybe
Punxsutawney
Phil is stressed about the amount of CO2 in our atmosphere.
I'm sure he is. Everyone is.
I think we might have some indications of that if we looked at his predictions over time and if they've been getting worse.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to you. Perhaps you can't get used to climate change, as they say.
We'll have to run that regression and figure it out. Turn it over to our team of analysts.
I'm taking ES2 right now.
Wow.
What is ES2 for the listeners?
ES2, yeah, it's a good question, Anna. ES2 is a course in MATLAB, which is all about statistical analysis and basically... a computer program kind of software thing that's good for numbers, but I could probably run those numbers right through there.
Great.
And get some good information about a regression.
Well, I'm sure the listeners would appreciate if you could run that regression.
I don't know.
Does anybody have any regression themed songs?
I'm doing a project on regressions right now. Is that the song you wanted to play, by the way?
Regressions?
No, just that song that I put in front of you.
Yeah, my dad.
I'm trying to be stealthy.
That was going back to the weather theme.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't take away from the weather.
True.
Part of our theme. I feel like we're giving a lot of showtime to Punxsutawney Phil and not as much showtime to spring.
True.
Well, it's all related, really.
It is all related.
Everything is the same.
Whoa.
We
should play some music and ruminate on that one.
Speaking of weather.
All right. We'll let everyone think about that while we play this song.
My bones just thinking about the weather.
10,000
she's from Buffalo.
Maniacs.
I knew that.
That song was like the weather.
Thank you to my dad for that request. We were just talking about The Voice. I'm not sure, though, I guess.
What are you not sure of?
Well, there's been a lot of members of the 10,000 Maniacs.
10,000?
So I would assume that just singing was Mary Ramsey, though I don't quite know. But if it was, she's from Buffalo.
Whoa.
And which is funny because Charlotte was remarking on her weird accent, which honestly makes sense then.
That's fair. Ooh, Charlotte looks like she's coming in hot with a public service announcement.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
We should have a sound effect for public service announcements, too. Yeah, that'd be
public service announcement.
Wow.
We'll try to get a more professional
perfect as is. I'm a big fan of just the raw passion from them.
The Museum of Science presents National Parks Adventure. Take the ultimate cinematic off-trail trip into the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors and untamed wilderness with IMAX film National Parks Adventure at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite, Yellowstone, the Everglades, the Redwoods, Arches, and Canyonlands are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography, revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure, IMAX film, and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. Again, that's 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice.
Good to know.
I also did some Googling because I don't want to spread false information in the spirit of the public service announcement. And the vocals on that song were actually Natalie Merchant, but she's still from Jamestown, New York, which is still Western New York.
Okay.
Where the band was founded.
Good to know. Interesting.
So,
back to that public service announcement for a second. It's interesting that it's about experiencing the great outdoors.
Yet it's inside. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Do you want to go though? Because I really like IMAX fun things.
Yeah, I feel like maybe on a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
on a rainy cold February or March day, not cold enough to have snow because it's going to be spring, like Punxsutawney Phil said.
But too cold.
I like
and rainy
that everyone is really
the
pronouncing
outdoors.
The N
exactly.
Right now.
Punxsutawney Phil.
We can go to IMAX.
We should go on leap year day.
Ooh. Wow. Does anyone have any friends whose birthday is on that day?
Wow. Wait, I wonder if you could see on Facebook.
You probably could.
I mean, you definitely could see on Facebook, I guess. But what if somebody sets their birthday as like February 28th because they don't want to have no birthday at all?
The other days they could do that. Do you think you would celebrate on the 28th or on March 1st if it was...
Whoa.
I think the 28th, because I think I would identify more with February.
That makes a lot of sense.
We're still February 20-something.
I don't know what I would do. I feel like I'm in a crisis right now.
Because you can't decide.
How do you think leap day people feel for their whole lives?
I know someone turning 5 this year, because they've only had 5 birthdays on their real day. But some people with leap year birthdays...
4. Doesn't it have to be 4, 8, 12... 4, 8, 12, 16...
20. They're turning 20. So they're turning 5.
Wow. We're doing a lot of math. We're doing so much math on the show tonight. Like, more than we ever do.
That's true.
We did a linear regression. We divided by 4.
Kind of. But some people don't like that when you're like, haha, you're 5. But some people think it's funny. It's another interesting thing about leap year birthdays.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty niche thing to make fun of someone for.
Yeah.
Maybe on our next show, we can try to find a leap year guest.
Whoa.
Leap day baby guest. But not a baby. Maybe a baby.
A call.
That's what it has to be. We'll bring in an interview.
We'll do whatever it takes. All right, let's pick up this call.
Call us.
If you're expecting.
Hello, caller. You're on air.
Hello. Hello?
Hello.
This is Shlarty.
Hello, Shlarty.
I just have a really big question for you friends.
Yeah, we can do our best to answer it. That sounds more like laughter than a question.
What is your favorite color?
Wow.
Like collectively?
Hard-hitting question.
Should we come up with an answer together? I think that'd be good.
All right. Everybody at the same time.
Okay, we'll all say the same thing.
My favorite color is...
Seafoam
green.
Wow, that really is my favorite color.
That's a great color.
Yeah, what's your favorite color?
I don't have one.
Whoa.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, no, let us know when you find it.
It's okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, yeah. Is there a song you'd like to hear, or were you also just calling?
I would love to hear Them Changes by Thundercat.
Whoa, yeah, because Them Changes in Seasons.
Perfect.
That's so true.
Well, we will get to it. We'll add it to our list.
Great. Thank you very much.
Have a lovely evening.
You as well.
All right. We do love getting calls, especially when they ask wanting to learn more about us.
And especially when it's 10:57 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Station.
91.5.
Yes. www.wmfo.org. Listen now.
Yeah, it's true. If you're listening on the radio right now and you didn't know this, you can also listen online at wmfo.org. So when you're far away from us, you can also listen there. I think we should get to one of our prior requests that we haven't quite hit yet. And I also would like to say that we received a message regarding Punxsutawney Phil also. It's a little confusing because if he sees his shadow, right, that means more winter. But it means it's sunny outside.
That's true.
Yeah, it What's makes up no with that? Sense. It's completely illogical. In conclusion, we should probably just fill up Punxsutawney Phil's hole.
That seems a little harsh.
Just close it in. I'm pretty sure he lives in like a cage.
Does he?
That's sad.
Like a pen.
Wait,
like a big...
That makes even less sense because he doesn't have a hole
to pop
he
out of
to
and
pop
see
out
his
out
shadow.
Of.
No wonder his results aren't accurate.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think if we like improved Punxsutawney Phil's quality of life, he might be a better predictor of the weather?
If he was actually in touch with his environment at all, in any capacity, maybe he would be better.
Wow.
Does he really just live in a cage?
Is Punxsutawney Phil just standing in the...
He's a poser.
He's the shadows of...
He's a complete poser.
I don't know if he has a choice. He's just a groundhog.
How
hey,
many
who
years?
Runs Groundhog Day?
Why did they choose
who
that day?
Owns
All these questions and more when we come back after this song.